Buzz, presented by Mikhail Attia.
Embracer Group. This has been a very interesting gaming conglomerate in Sweden that has, it's a massive publishing house. It has many, many studios under its belt. And the reason I talk about Embracer Group is because they have been doing some big deals, trying to do a little bit of window shopping, buying out studios, buying out intellectual properties and franchises. They had a deal a while back that didn't go through, a multi-billion dollar deal, unfortunately. But one of the most memorable, or I say one of the most notable decisions they made was the acquisition, the licensing rights. They bought the licensing rights for Middle Earth Enterprise at the cost of $750 million. And this is a really big jump for them because it means that they are looking to focus on making some future Lord of the Rings adaptations. We have not seen anything yet from them. Despite the ups and downs and the rocky restructuring that they recently had, Embracer Group has decided to now split into three separate entities. They're basically going to be splitting, over here I'm looking at the list. The first company is going to be Asmodee Group. The other is Coffee Stain and Friends. And finally, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends. This decision aims to allow each company to focus more effectively on its core strategies and provide distinct investment opportunities for shareholders. As the CEO has said, he believes this move aligns with their vision of supporting entrepreneurs and creators in delivering exceptional experiences to gamers worldwide. The restructuring efforts that they have started may have been a bit of a bumpy road, but they're hoping that with this three-split company, they're going to make some significant changes, kind of cutting down on any redundant or unnecessary projects, and hopefully focus and laser in on this renewed energy to develop some upcoming big game projects. I mean, I'm looking at some of their most valuable intellectual properties that they have, such as Dead Island, Tomb Raider, and The Lord of the Rings. This is where, honestly, they can, this could be their big triumphant redemption in a way in the industry, but they have to do it right. We don't know too much about what are the future Lord of the Rings games that they're going to be working on. But I am excited, honestly, because it's been a long time since I've seen this franchise get proper adaptations to video games. The only one that is very notable in the past decade has been Warner Bros. With Avalanche Games, Shadow of Mordor series, which was great, but it always felt like it couldn't expand beyond what it was. What it was trying to do. And it's a shame that they're not revisiting that franchise to make more of it, to expand and really innovate. But it is what it is. Embracer Group at the moment, honestly, is an enigma of a gaming conglomerate, because whatever decisions they're doing now is gonna be long term. So it's really a waiting game until we see what they're able to churn out with these strategic decisions. But I don't think they're gonna recover anytime soon, especially because of some of their most recent things like restructuring their multi-billion dollar deal going off. So it's an interesting gaming company to keep an eye on, because they have that potential. It's all there. You have to imagine they have so many studios and IPs under their belt, and so you can imagine they can end up making some really great high profile titles. But it's like I said, it's all long term, and it's a waiting game until we see what they might end up doing, honestly. So yeah, I am excited, but I am cautious, and I'm going to observe Embracer Group in the long run to see what they have in store. It's just one of those things where I look at all these gaming companies, and for whatever reason, no matter how great of a game, game that they might be coming out with now, I always look at their history. I look at their track record and see what they've done before, because history, no matter what it is, can repeat itself. They can make those mistakes again and again. So, especially as someone who loves video games, I have to be very critical of what I see with these companies and those types of decisions they make, because it affects the end product, what you're going to be buying from them in the near future, and if it's going to be worth your time, your money, and even the experience altogether. Let's take a short break. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Disney Plus. Apparently, they're adding a category to their streaming service. Basically, they're going to be adding cable, yes, TV channels in Disney Plus, and it seems like they're okay with it. It's like this weird experimental strategy to see if we can somehow go back to traditional television, but also moving forward with the current way that people enjoy or consume entertainment. Let's talk all about it right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
So let's go back a bit and talk about why did streaming become so popular. And it really comes down to the fact that for the longest time, we've only ever consumed entertainment through television, through cable. I think we've all had cable at one point. Before OSN Plus, we had OSN. Before OSN, we had Orbit and we had Showtime. And that's how always it's been. Traditional television has been, you have a collection of TV channels, each of them that have a curated timetable of things that get broadcasted, whether it's movies, shows, game shows, yada, yada, yada. And one of the things that were a huge inconvenience was the price of cable, it's pretty expensive. And I think it still is. And another thing is, a lot of these TV channels are just riddled with ads. I think we've come to a point where all of us are just sick and tired of watching advertisements. We get why it needs to happen. It's how these cable networks and companies make money, right? But I think at a certain point, we've just started not to tolerate the intrusive nature of advertisements. And so streaming was this almost saving grace, this breath of fresh air, where all you have to do is subscribe to a monthly service and you have access to a massive collection of movies, shows from different genres and different, categories. No ads, just pure entertainment. And this was a great offering when it came out. I think Netflix was one of the first to do this. And there was a big shift into streaming, which also helped erase helped reduce pirating. This was another big aspect where people would just pirate movies and shows because it was just, it's free. But Netflix and these streaming services had this offer where if you subscribe to our service, everything is readily available to watch for you, and it's organized, and it's, there's subtitles, there's dubs, all the bells and whistles you want for your favorite movies and shows, which in a way did reduce pirating for some time, because with pirating, what made it so inconvenient is it's completely open source. So you're going to a search engine and you're just looking for, let's say you're trying to find a movie and you come out with like a thousand results and you're wondering which one is the one I need to pick to download my movie. You might even end up downloading a virus, and it's never entirely safe. There is a risk that comes with pirating. And so streaming was, like I said, that saving grace. And because streaming slowly became popular and on the rise, you started seeing bigger competitors coming in with, Amazon Prime, the Apple TV Plus, and so on and so forth. And cable started to decline. People started stepping away from traditional television. But it seems that Disney Plus is looking to embrace cable by, well, adding it as a new feature on their streaming service. Can you imagine this? Yeah. A traditional TV channel system that will be on Disney Plus, and it will cater to specific genres like Marvel or Star Wars, offering a curated content 24/7. While this move may seem like a step backward, it's actually a positive evolution for the streaming landscape. The concept of streaming channel isn't new. Other platforms like Shudder and Peacock have this already adopted successfully, but the appeal lies in the curated experience, providing viewers with a chance to stumble upon something new or rediscover old favorites. It addresses the overwhelming nature of the endless options and offers that you usually get when you're on streaming services. Let's say you're on Netflix and you're constantly scrolling down the page. You don't know what to watch. You don't know if it's worth watching. Traditional television doesn't really ask that from you. It has a curated timetable. You just jump in and you watch whatever's on. You might like it, you might not like it. Switch the channel. I think there is some appeal to this. Again, cable does come off as backwards, but I think if you do it a certain way, which what they're doing here, curated genres and curated timetables of movies or shows running 24/7, I think it's weirdly enough smart. And it's kind of building on already the streaming service by now making it a bit of a hybrid, you know, suggesting a return to some of the strength of what cable was, minus the ads. So perhaps cable era wasn't as bad as it seemed, and so the streaming revolution may have helped us appreciate its benefits a little bit more. So honestly, I think it's a great thing, because I started dabbling with cable just a while back, and I did find the convenience of not having to look for movies and shows to watch and just sit there, put on a cable, you know, put on a channel, and be surprised by what I end up watching. And if I don't like it, switch it. Hey, yeah, just making life all the more simpler. But if you're someone who doesn't like traditional television, do let me know. Text me 4215. It's a larger do. Would love to hear from you guys. We're going to take a short break coming up next. We're going to talk about Sharjah's live streaming service, Maraya app, and why you should be downloading it now. Right here on Pulse 95.
If you liked this episode of The Evening Buzz, drop a like and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all our daily updates and top stories.